It's 11 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. Next week, the American Center in Paris will close its doors. For 65 years, the center served as home for the city's artistic community. Ernest Hemingway hung out there, so did Gertrude Stein. The American Center was a mecca for some of the most innovative artists of this century. But in 1987, it decided to move to a brand new building, and the move proved to be its undoing. Amy Serafin attended one of the last performances at the American Center and prepared this report.
A Rubenesque woman sits on stage naked, unmoving, with her back to the audience. A waif-like girl lies in a heap on the floor, laughing hysterically. Another woman tries again and again to leap into a man's waiting arms, but he flings her down onto the stage each time. Disney World, this is not, but it is American culture, courtesy of the Meg Stewart Dance Company. Stewart is the kind of artist who helped build the American Center's reputation in Paris, contemporary, experimental, and far from the mainstream. Over the last 65 years, the center has been a launching pad and gathering place for artists, writers, dancers, and musicians, people such as Merce Cunningham, John Cage, Robert Wilson, Man Ray, and Philip Glass. Mike Zwirin produced Sunday afternoon jazz concerts at the original American Center in the historic Left Bank artists community of Montparnasse. Zwirin is a trombone player and music writer for the International Herald Tribune, and he's an American who's been living in Paris for the past 25 years.
To the American community, it meant a lot, yeah, especially the old place in Montparnasse, which was really very nicely funky. It was a good place to hang out. A lot went on there, and a lot of musicians really developed there that wouldn't have developed the way they did anywhere else, or any way else. Like the Art Ensemble of Chicago, they quit their jobs in Chicago, came here, and got themselves together. Now, that may not be the biggest thing since Frank Sinatra, but it was an important, they made an important contribution to American music, and that wouldn't have happened without the American Center in Paris.
People went to the old American Center to take dance classes, study English, use the pool, watch performances, or just to hang out in the canteen or the garden. It's always been a nonprofit institution financed primarily by private foundations. The dean of the American Cathedral in Paris had the center built in the 1930s to keep American students out of the city's cafes. It was housed in a distinguished building with columns in front and an ancient Lebanese cedar tree in the yard.
It looked like maybe a plantation from Gone with the Wind, but the Montparnasse version of that, you know.
In the 1980s, the American Center's directors made what seemed at the time to be a good move. They sold the building and the prime real estate it was sitting on for $42 million. They hired celebrity architect Frank Gehry to design a new building. In 1994, Gehry's whimsical five-sided structure opened. It included a concert hall, cinema, artists' residences, bookstore, restaurant, and even a travel agency. The only problem was, out of $42 million from the sale of the old property, the American Center spent $41 million on the new building. There was no money left over to run it. Henry Pillsbury was the executive director at the time. In a 1994 interview, Pillsbury said that the plan had been to solicit foundations for the money needed to build an endowment that would fund the center's day-to-day operations, but the effort fell short.
It isn't so much the cost that's been the problem. The question is the shortfall in fundraising, and the shortfall in fundraising has put us at about half of where we were planning to be in that 10-year plan.
As a result, the inaugural exhibition was canceled for a lack of funds. The artists' residences and other facilities remained vacant. The programming staff was fired because there was no cash to pay salaries. Pillsbury and the board were criticized for gross mismanagement.
Is there blame here? Probably. Then I'll take the blame. It's easy for me to say it, and I'll take the blame. I didn't raise the money that was needed to be raised. But when I look around at my colleagues in other institutions, the funding has been slower than it had been in the previous 10 years.
Pillsbury was hoping that the high level of arts funding that characterized the 1980s would continue into the 90s. But by 1994, the times had changed. Pillsbury stepped down as executive director, Frederick Henry became chairman of the board and inherited the center's financial problems.
It clearly was a product of the late 80s. It was a product of the optimism of that period of time. I might also say that it might well have been a product of the period of time in which the French were either initiating or were well into their large cultural endeavors, buildings such as the renovation of the Louvre, the new large library that is about to open, and a number of those other projects. And I think it may well have been that particular vision, which clearly no longer obtains. The idea that American culture can be represented through monuments, whether the monument is a building or whether it is a symphony or a ballet, those days are simply no longer with us.
For 19 months, Henry struggled to build an endowment to cover the new building's immense $6 million annual operating costs. The American Center presented some performances, which nearly always sold out, but ticket sales couldn't come close to covering costs. Last month, the center announced that the building would be closed. Musician and writer Mike Zwerin feels that the director's intentions were good, but somewhere along the way, they forgot about the artists in their desire to build a temple.
You know what people live on who tried to write a book or tried to play jazz music. I mean, it doesn't take much to make them happy. For a few $1,000s a year, you could make somebody's career. So let alone, $40 million? We can't just accept this. It's something that really bothers me, you know? And again, it's not the people involved here. It's just the way that the world we live in has developed, where the perspectives are all crooked somehow, all askew.
The brand new Frank Gehry building will now go up for sale. Who will buy a postmodern piece of architecture designed specifically as an art center remains a very large question. But Frederick Henry is already looking to the future, hoping the proceeds can be used to continue the American Center's mission.
The American Center, even in its incarnation on Boulevard Raspail, was and still is a program. It's an idea. It's a concept. And that vision, that program, that idea, that concept will continue. We will establish a new fund with the proceeds of the sale of the building. And from that fund, we'll be able to support the kinds of cultural, educational, and charitable activities that the American Center has historically carried out within its own walls.
But the spirit of the American Center, the ghosts of Man Ray and Hemingway and Stein, the strains of unconventional new music wafting out through the windows, the Sunday jazz concerts in the garden are now a part of Paris's past. For Mike Zwerin and many others, they will be sorely missed.
It was a center. You may have noticed there is no center here. There's no place where people hang out, really. Where do you go to see people like you, more or less, roughly? There's no real place, and the American Center was as close to that place that existed, at least in my time in Paris. And that's no longer here. It was no longer here. And the minute they closed down in Montparnasse, it was no longer here. I knew that at the time that was something that something was over. Hopefully something else would have taken its place, but it didn't work out that way.
The new structure will never serve the purpose for which it was built, but it will stand as an American monument to an American dream that fell short. For National Public Radio, I'm Amy Serafin in Paris.